Why I changed my mind. Who else did Mr. Tushman call? I asked Mum later that night. Did he tell you?
He mentioned Julian and Charlotte.
Julian, I said. Ugh, why Julian?
You used to be friends with Julian.
Mum, that was like in kindergarten. Julian's the biggest phony there is, and he's trying so hard to be popular all the time.
Well, said Mum, at least Julian agreed to help this kid out. Got to give him credit for that.
I didn't say anything because she was right.
What about Charlotte, I asked. Is she doing it too?
Yes, Mum said.
Of course she is. Charlotte's such a goody two-shoes, I answered.
Boy, Jack, said Mum, you seem to have a problem with everybody these days.
It's just, I started.
Mum, you have no idea what this kid looks like.
I can imagine.
No, you can't. You've never even seen him. I have.
It might not even be who you're thinking it is.
Trust me, it is. And I'm telling you, it's really, really bad. He's deformed, Mum. His eyes are like down here. I pointed to my cheeks. And he has no ears. And his mouth is like...
Jamie had walked into the kitchen to get a juice box from the fridge.
Ask Jamie, I said. Right, Jamie, remember that kid we saw in the park after school last year? The kid named August, the one with the face?
Oh, that kid, said Jamie's eyes opening wide.
He gave me a nightmare. Remember, Mummy? That nightmare about the zombies from last year.
I thought that was from watching a scary movie, answered Mum.
No, said Jamie. It was from seeing that kid. When I saw him, I was like, ah! And I ran away.
Wait a minute, said Mum, getting serious. Did you do that in front of him?
I couldn't help it, said Jamie, kind of whining.
Of course you could help it, Mum scolded.
Guys, I have to tell you, I'm really disappointed by what I'm hearing here.
She looked like how she sounded.
I mean, honestly, he's just a little boy, just like you. Can you imagine how he felt to see you running away from him, Jamie, screaming?
It wasn't a scream, argued Jamie. It was like an ah!
He put his hands on his cheeks and started running round the kitchen.
Come on, Jamie, said Mum angrily. I honestly thought both my boys were more sympathetic than that.
What's sympathetic? Said Jamie, who was only going into the second grade.
You know exactly what I mean by sympathetic, Jamie, said Mum.
It's just he's so ugly, Mummy, said Jamie.
Hey, Mum yelled. I don't like that word, Jamie. Just get your juice box. I want to talk to Jack alone for a second.
Look, Jack, said Mum as soon as he left, and I knew she was about to give me a whole speech. Okay, I'll do it, I said, which completely shocked her.
You will?
Yes. So I can call Mr. Tushman?
Yes, Mum, yes. I said yes.
Mum smiled. I knew you'd rise to the occasion, kiddo. Good for you. I'm proud of you, Jackie. And she messed up my hair.
So here's why I changed my mind.
It wasn't so I wouldn't have to hear Mum to give me a whole lecture, and it wasn't to protect this August kid from Julian, who I knew would be a jerk about the whole thing. It was because when I heard Jamie talking about how he'd run away from August, going, ah, I suddenly felt really bad. The thing is, there are always going to be kids like Julian who are jerks. But if a little kid like Jamie, who's usually a nice enough kid, can be that mean, then a kid like August doesn't stand a chance in middle school.